Okay, good morning, getting there, Shabbos. We are in the middle of our study of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. And in the first Mishnah we're going to learn, it's going to talk not about the Malacha of Hotzah, right? It just happens to be mentioned over here because of the Machlokas about Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa. Again, the definition of a Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa is the understanding that whatever you're doing, but not for the benefit of the purpose of the malacha that's decided. So hanoto tziparnov zu bezu o bishinov. Let's say somebody takes off his fingernails, one with the other with his teeth. So these are usually a toda of gozes, right? V'chein saro, and same thing happens with a person who pulls out his hair by hand. V'chein sapomo, v'chein zikano, and the same thing happens if a person pulls out at his mustache or his beard. V'chein hagodelas, and the same thing that happens with a person who braids her hair, or hakocheles, a person who puts on eye makeup, chena pokeses, and the same thing with a girl who paints her hair, or parts her hair. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, in all of these cases, a person would be chayev, right? V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, it's going to be pater aval aser. It's going to be an iser de rabbanan. The fact of the matter is that braiding godelas and pokeses are toldos of bone, and kochelas is a tolda of kosev, right? So in each of these cases, right, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that that you're going to be chayev, but the chachamim are going to say, look, they're not done in the derech that you normally do the work. But since they look like some of the malachos, so Chazal came along and said a person should not be allowed to do so. Hatolish me'atzitz nakuv chayev. If a person rips something off from an atzitz nakuv, he's going to be chayev. That's the same thing as hatolish from the ground. That's the same thing. However, b'she'eno nakuv, if it's from a flower pot, that is not, doesn't have a hole in it, so then pottery would not be chayim midaraisa. Rav Shimon poter bezeo bezeo. Rav Shimon says that perforated flower pot is not considered to mechuba lakarka, and so therefore a person would not be chayim in that situation as well. And so, with that, we close out the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos. And now we begin the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos. What happens? Hazorik mirshus hayachad or shus harabim, or Mirshus Haram, Mirshus Hayachad. If a person throws a chepetz from one Rishus to another Rishus, the Zerika is a tolda of the Hotzah. The throwing is a tolda of actually carrying it by hands. What happens if you throw it from Rishus Hayachad, Lirishus Hayachad? You toss it across the road, right? Rishus Haram Be'emsa, but the public domain happens to be in the middle. So Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Rabbi Akiva says that, look, since the chafetz went through the space of the Rishus Haramim, we treat it as though it stopped in Rishus Haramim, right? And Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim say, Klut Lav Kemo Shahun Chadami, that something that happens to go through the airspace is not called putting it down. And so therefore, even though the airspace happens to work, that doesn't mean that a person should be chayev in that situation. And so therefore, they say, in that situation, he's not going to be chayev. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will explain this and work it out. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow morning.